Welcome back. In this lesson, we're cleaning up a bass line in Ableton Live 12 so it feels warm, emotional, and controlled for a sunrise set, while still keeping that jungle and old-school DNB energy alive. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the bass line is not just notes. It's groove, tension, and mood. And for this style, especially sunrise or emotional rollers, we do not want the bass slamming at full strength all the time. We want it to breathe with the drums, stay clear around the kick and snare, and open up naturally as the track develops. So think of this as layering responsibility. One layer handles the weight, and another layer handles the character. That separation alone can solve a lot of muddy low-end problems for beginners. Let's start by building the bass in two layers. Create one MIDI track for the sub, and one MIDI track for the mid, bass, or res layer. On the sub track, load up operator or waveable and use a simple sine wave. Keep it pure. Keep it simple. This is the foundation. Your sub should usually live somewhere around 40 to 90 Hz, depending on the key of your track. On the mid-bass track, use waveable, analog, or even a resampled sound if you want. For this guide, start with a slightly detuned saw or square-based patch. You want tone and movement, but not chaos. If you're a beginner, keep the unison low, maybe two voices max, and keep both layers mono at first. Here's why that works. The sub stays stable and club-ready, while the mid layer carries the emotion and texture without stealing space from the kick and break. Now write a simple bass phrase before touching automation. That's important. A lot of beginners jump straight into effects, but the phrase itself matters just as much. Keep it to one or two bars. Leave space. Place notes around the offbeats, or in the gaps between snare hits. Don't play over every drum hit. Let the two and four snares breathe. Try a call and response feel too. Maybe one note in bar one, then a reply in bar two. That kind of phrasing is classic in jungle and old school DNB. If your bass line is fighting the drums, simplify it. In this style, groove usually comes from placement and space, not from lots of notes. Now let's clean the sub. On the sub track, EQ 8 first. Use a gentle high pass only if needed, maybe around 20 to 30 Hz, just to remove rumble. If there's any weird low-end mud, make a narrow cut around 25 to 35 Hz. Otherwise, leave the sub mostly alone. After that, add utility. Keep the sub centered and mono. If needed, set the width to 0%. This keeps the low end solid and controlled. And make sure your level is conservative enough to leave headroom on the master. A useful beginner tip here. If the sub feels weak, don't immediately boost it. Check the note choice and the oscillator level first. A clean sub that sits well often feels louder than a muddy one that's been overboosted. You can even automate the utility gain a little in the intro, maybe down by 6 dB and then back up later. That's a super simple way to create build energy without changing the actual sound. Next, we shape the mid-bass. On the mid layer, add auto filter after the instrument. Start with a low-pass filter. For the intro, set the cutoff somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. Keep the resonance low to moderate, and add only a little drive if you need it. Then add saturator after the filter. Start with just a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB. Use soft clip if it helps, and match the output so you're not fooled by the sound just being louder. Louder does not always mean better. This is where the bass starts to feel like real DNB. The filter gives you emotional control, and the saturation adds harmonics, so the bass cuts through smaller speakers without needing to turn up the sub too much. Now comes the part that really makes this lesson move, automation. Go into arrangement view and create automation lanes for the auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, utility width or gain, and optionally ascend to reverb or delay. Think of the arrangement like a sunrise. In the intro, keep the bass darker and narrower. In the build, slowly open the cutoff. In the drop, let the bass be clearer and stronger. In the breakdown or lift, reduce the low end and increase the wet FX a bit for atmosphere. Then in the second drop, bring back the full low end with a little more grit or motion. The key is to keep the changes smooth. Sunrise emotion usually comes from restraint. A slow filter opening over 8 bars can feel way more powerful than a sudden jump. If you want a practical target, try opening the filter from around 180 Hz to around 500 Hz over 8 bars before the drop. That gives the tune time to breathe and build tension naturally. For movement, keep it simple. You do not need crazy modulation everywhere. A beginner-friendly approach is to automate the filter cutoff and drive by hand. Maybe the cutoff rises slightly every second bar. Maybe the saturation gets a tiny boost on the last note of a phrase. Maybe the width tightens before the snare hits. Maybe the reverb send opens just on the last note, then gets pulled back. That last note of a phrase is a powerful spot. A tiny change there can make the whole section feel intentional. And speaking of that, let's talk about FX Sends. If you want a more cinematic sunrise feel, automate a little reverb or delay send on the mid-bass only. Keep it subtle, maybe 5 to 15% in the intro, and a little extra on selected phrase endings. But keep the sub dry, always. Low end and reverb do not usually play nicely together in DNB. Also, if your return track is muddy, high-pass the reverb or delay return so the bass stays clean. Now let's put the bass in context with the drums, because this is where many beginners discover the real problems. Loop the bass with your breakbeat and kick. Ask yourself a few questions. Is the bass hitting at the same time as the kick too often? Is the sub masking the snare tail? Is the bass too loud during the drum fills? Are the ghost notes getting lost? If the mid-bass feels boxy, use HQ8 to cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, tame some of the 1.5 to 4 kHz area, but don't overdo the cuts. If you remove too much body, the bass disappears. Sometimes the best fix is not EQ. Sometimes it's just no timing. Shorten the bass note. Move it off the kick transient. Leave more room for the break. In DNB, arrangement solves a lot of mix issues before processing does. If your bass line is starting to feel good, try resampling the mid-bass to audio. Solo the mid-layer, record it to a new audio track, and then chop the best parts into a clip. You can use clip gain, warp, and fade handles to tidy it up. This is really useful in jungle and old-school workflows because resampling gives you more control. You can reverse a note, fade a tail, or create a tiny fill without changing the whole patch. That gives your bass a more lived-in, chopped feel, which is perfect for this style. Before wrapping up, do a final clean pass. Check the mix in mono if you need to. Make sure the bass does not vanish. Keep some headroom, and listen at a low volume too. A good bass line should still feel strong when the track is quiet. If you have to crank the master just to hear the bass, the sound design or balance probably needs work. Finally, listen through the intro, first drop, breakdown, and second drop. Ask yourself if the bass tells a story. For Sunrise DNB, the answer should be yes. The bass should start restrained, then gradually open up and feel more emotionally alive as the track moves forward. So here's the recap. Keep the sub mono, clean, and simple. Use the mid-bass for tone, texture, and emotion. Automate cutoff, saturation, width, and FX sends. Shape the bass around the kick, snare, and breakbeat. And remember, in DNB, the best bass lines often come from space, phrasing, and evolution, not just size. If you want the sunrise vibe, let the bass wake up slowly instead of staying dark and static. Now it's your turn. Build a simple two-layer bass line, automate it gently, and let it breathe with the break. That's how you get clean, emotional jungle energy in Ableton Live 12.